Tomorrow, a grand jury in Buffalo, New York, will consider whether an artist, Steve Kurtz, should be prosecuted on bioterrorism charges. Last month, Kurtz called 911 and authorities raced to his house where his wife had died of heart failure. While inside that house, rescuers also found scientific lab equipment, and now Kurtz is being investigated for having biological agents. NPR's Karen Michelle reports.
Steve Kurtz is a co-founder of the Critical Art Ensemble, or CAE, a group that uses both the internet and museum installations to raise concerns over issues such as biotechnology and genetic engineering. The group's most recent installation was scheduled to open at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams at the end of last month. Nato Thompson is assistant curator at MassMoCA.
Most of their projects revolve around the idea of encouraging people to take control of their lives by just understanding a lot of the science that's out there and demystifying it.
This CAE installation would have featured a laboratory to test food. Artist Beatriz da Costa collaborated on the project.
We're looking for food products that are not supposed to contain any foreign genetic material. So we actually run these types of tests in the museum, you know, so people can ask questions about the equipment, what we're doing. They also can bring in their own food products that we test for them.
Da Costa teaches art at the University of California at Irvine. Like the five core members of CAE, she's not a trained scientist. A molecular biology student taught the artists how to do the tests. The equipment for the MassMoCA show was stored at Steve Kurtz's house. Again, Nato Thompson.
They confiscated everything in the house, even his students' term papers and the wife's body, and put him under questioning for 22 hours.
That was after the FBI had been called because police and firefighters were concerned about the equipment and materials they'd found. Paul Moskal is a supervisory special agent and spokesman for the FBI in Buffalo.
Based on what was provided by the resident, as well as the firsthand observations of the healthcare professionals who went through that residence initially, a federal judge agreed that it warranted further attention, further review to ensure the safety of the public.
The U.S. attorney in Buffalo will not comment on the case or even confirm that there is one. Artist Steve Kurtz is being represented by attorney Paul Cambria, Jr. Cambria says there are a few things they do know.
That they're pursuing an investigation under the so-called Biological Weapons Act, Section 175. That's what they've listed on their subpoenas to the various witnesses. That particular section has an exception in it for peaceful purposes or bona fide research, and of course, Kurtz's work falls into both categories.
Cambria has also represented Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint in several First Amendment cases, and the attorney thinks that's just what this is. He says Steve Kurtz is a political artist engaged in protected speech. Some of the other CAE artists contend that Kurtz is being investigated for violations of the Patriot Act. Beatriz da Costa says she was troubled by what she heard FBI agents were asking Kurtz's colleagues and curators.
You know, at the very beginning, it was all about bioterrorism, and it seemed to switch tone towards questioning things like, do you believe that Critical Art Ensemble is pursuing un-American activities?
FBI agent Paul Moskal says this investigation has nothing to do with the Patriot Act.
It has nothing to do with artistic endeavor. It would have made no difference what the profession or avocation was of the resident. The question here was public safety, public health.
Specifically, that Petri dishes and test equipment were found in the same house as a dead woman. While artist Steve Kurtz was allowed to return home after Buffalo health officials deemed it safe, tests on his materials and equipment are still going on. His colleagues are concerned that even after Kurtz's identity and work were confirmed by authorities, the investigation is proceeding with a federal grand jury. Attorney Paul Cambria, Jr. says the government is overreaching.
I don't think that they have a sufficient basis to get to the point where they should be convening a grand jury and flying people from across the country to interrogate them.
For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.